Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
All right, here we are for another episode. Voting week, election week.
Ugh, so glad that's over.
Yeah, the comments were very mild.
Yeah, we put it up in the announcement section and nobody says anything.
Yeah. Before we get started, let's give out these four tickets to the IX Christmas Connection. Anybody who commented on our YouTube for the last two, number 23 and number 24, we're entered in a drawing. We're going to spin this wheel real quick and let's see what we got here.
I was hoping it was going to go a little bit faster.
And
the winner is
Michelle Shortcake. I'm going to reach out to you and we'll get these tickets to you one way or another. Congratulations.
Yeah.
We'll do more giveaways like that in the future. So make sure you like, comment, subscribe, post on.
And buy us something nice when you go to the show.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a fun show. All right. Let's talk about some of these posts this week.
Moving right into it. Congratulations to the high school girls volleyball team for their outstanding performance. Fourth grader Cleveland Conference championship in a row. That's amazing.
Yeah, four in a row.
Yeah, and a special shout out to Sarah. I'm going to butcher this probably. What do you think that is? Krizza, who is a player of the year.
1,000 kills. It's a school record in the career.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job, ladies.
Oh.
Yum.
Lobster was back this week.
It was so good.
And this time they came with a permit.
They came prepared, locked and loaded, served it up. It was very, very good.
Yeah. I look forward to more food trucks coming back. Brunswick Town Center property owner said that they welcome food trucks and anybody who would like will easily get permission from them.
Nice.
So
good. Speaking of food.
Indian Spice coming to Mark's Plaza.
I think we heard this a while back.
Somebody had asked in the group if an Indian restaurant would do well, and a lot of people said yes, they were interested. And
can you imagine we get that and then get a soul food restaurant? That's some pretty tasty choices.
So this isn't confirmed or anything, is it? It's just kind of a rumor at this point?
You're the one that reads the city minutes every week, so...
Yeah, if it's in a storefront, they don't really have to get permission.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll keep an eye on it. And if you guys see something, let us know. If we see it, we'll let you know. Hopefully, we'll have that option soon. Speaking of options, what's another sub place?
One more sub place, Penn Station.
I like some of their subs, though.
Yeah, each sub place has...
Different specialties, kind of?
Different something that I like.
That you like?
Yeah.
So this Penn Station has a avocado... No, not avocado. Artichoke. Starts with an A. And mushroom and cheese and stuff like that is a really good sub.
That sounds good, but every time I go to the Penn Station, I get the Italian.
Can't you get an Italian at every other sub place?
But there's a special. The best Italian.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
All right. I'll get cranky over Italian. Sheesh.
And they're hiring. They're looking for a couple more shift managers. They're going to be over by 303 and Hadcock right there in that plaza.
Speaking of cranky, you know, you steal, then you vandalize, and then you're dumb enough to put it all on camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so two kids went into Donut Land, waited till nobody was watching. She was busy at the counter. They took two pumpkins. They took them directly outside and smashed them on the ground. Donut Land has some pretty nice cameras compared to some places. Those boys were identified. We don't know what happened of it, but I'm sure that the minimum they got a talking to by somebody.
Yeah, well, I can tell you my phone blew up, as it normally does when stuff like this happens around town. One is not from here and one is from here. So They were hanging out, I guess, at midnight or something. I think the camera said the time stamp was. I'm sure they'll probably be very...
Go easy on them. Yeah.
You know, kind of like the Strongsville football team.
There's cameras all over these days.
You heard about the Strongsville football team, right?
At the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Well, I heard they took something.
Oh, they took almost $1,000 worth of something.
What was it?
And they got slapped on the hand. I don't think it was anything one particular thing. It was from the gift shop.
Turned it back in or something.
Yeah.
Oh, so, they took a $1,000 item from the gift shop?
No. They took, like, the total was $1,000 for everything that they took.
Wow.
And they got a slap on the hand, and they're not pressing charges. Okay. I don't know how I feel about that. Let us know how you feel about it.
All right. Well, this next post isn't available anymore, so we're going straight to the Hall of Dirty
what
Deletes.
What the heck was it?
I know. Luckily, I take screenshots. We have went to the family tavern after midnight on Saturday, and there was a toddler at the bar.
It was deleted?
She deleted it, yeah.
Man.
A lot of people are like, don't worry about it. The kid was invited. The toddler was invited.
Well, it's called Family Tavern for a reason.
Yeah, that was one of the comments.
That was one of the comments.
Yeah. He was waiting for his kinder date. That was a good one.
I wasn't a toddler, but I can remember going to an establishment or two with my mom.
There's two major ways that some people think about this. And, it's a restaurant, too. There's no smoking in bars anymore. So I think a lot more people are more relaxed about bringing a children into a tavern.
I think they were shocked too at the time. It was after midnight. So.
Yeah, it's getting pretty late.
Maybe they took a nap. I don't know.
Maybe at a Red Bull and milk.
Right?
But that post was deleted, but
we
talked about it anyway. What about this one?
Well, poor Jordan couldn't get any sleep because somebody was blowing off fireworks. And we tried to warn you ahead of time. Mm-hmm.
There was a post a few days before.
That the church over on, where is that, Laurel? Are they on Laurel? That
Laurel.
Church?
Mm-hmm.
Was going to be celebrating their new year. And they were going to have fireworks. We tried to tell you. Mm-hmm. So can't say we didn't.
There was actually a couple posts on that topic. One of them was very nice. It said, just curious, who's celebrating tonight and what are they celebrating?
Right.
And then there was a couple other ones.
I think I have to stop in here. I'm kind of excited about this. He lives in Brunswick. He works in Brunswick. And then now he opens a business in Brunswick. So Brunswick Grab and Go opened up. They're over in the Laurel Plaza that's over by Subway on that side.
Where the liquor store used to be.
Where the liquor store used to be. And where Nathaniel Wilkinson's law office is. He's over there. Uh-huh. I know that.
Taco Bell number 2.
Correct. So Brunswick Grab and Go. We welcome Roland, who opened his business, and stop in and see there. He's got some interesting snacks and stuff like that, like little different
stuff.
Yeah,
it's a convenience store if you don't want to go into, a big store somewhere by your house.
I love the name.
Yeah.
It's great. Moving right along. So I put this one up here because I read into it. And they're going to be moving like to a warehouse. So I don't know if the warehouse is going to be open to the public or anything. But after a very long time over in the plaza, Carol's Fabric Shop is going to be closing. And it looks so neat and organized now.
It does. When you walked in there before.
I know. I was in there years ago and it was rough.
So much fabric in there.
Yeah. It was rough. It looks great now.
Yeah.
And that maybe after the first of the year, sometime before March, I think is what I read, that they're going to be moving to the warehouse. But maybe they'll change their mind and decide now that things seem to be a bit more accessible in there. That
Well, how are they going to sell it from a warehouse?
Get the traffic. I don't know. It just says there that they're moving to a warehouse.
Well, right now it's 50% off all fabric. So stop in. That is in Center Road Plaza with Marks and Cleveland. It's where the Kmart used to be.
Exactly. It's where El Taco Loco used to be. We can say that now, too. They're not coming back, by the way. That's sad.
Something else that's not coming back, and this one's just up in Strongsville. Strongsville Castle Park has been torn down. It's gone.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That is sad.
But they're making room for new improvements. Yeah, a lot of memories there, but they're going to be building an inclusive playground. They're going to be building a splash pad, some walking trails. I think they're going to set up a food truck alley.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I believe that's what I read.
Wonder what their permits are like over there. St. Ambrose is in need of new or gently used coats to give out. They're a little behind, I think, in donations this year. So clean out your closets, ask your families, friends, everybody. They need them within the next week or so they can hand them out at Thanksgiving. So just get them in as soon as you can. Get them over to St. Ambrose. Their doors are always open. One of the doors is open to that place almost all the time. So new or gently used adult and children coats. So, and then they will get those cleaned and distributed.
And that's the post for the week. Let's take a break and we'll come right back.
All right. See you in a minute.
All right. Let's see if we can get some people to go to our website and give some audio feedback that we include in next week's episode or the week after, telling us what they're thankful for this holiday
season.
Yeah,
we definitely want to hear from you. Go to our website. In the lower right-hand corner, I believe, is a microphone.
Yeah.
Just click on that. That's how easy it is.
Yeah, it could be fun. Yeah. I'm thankful for elastic in my underwear.
I'm thankful for elastic in your underwear.
or something. Thankful for the health that my family has had.
Nice, nice. So whether it's something fun or something serious,
we want to hear from you.
Absolutely. So go over to BrunswickGroupTherapy.com and
click on the microphone button in the bottom right. It's very easy. It's like leaving a voicemail.
All right. Let's go look at your elastic.
Take care, Brunswick. All right, I'm back. We're back. All right, we're back, and here's...
I just got fired.
All right, we're back. We got some events going on here in Brunswick this week. So we got this Saturday at 7:30 p.m., we have Island Troy at the Wooden Nickel in Valley City. We have Logan Wells this Friday at 5:30 p.m. at the Tangled Vine. And we have Sweet Chin live at Manzo's Sports and Spirits this Saturday at 8 p.m.
It's one of your favorites.
I do enjoy that.
So coming up, too, we have another ornament-making opportunity for the kids or from the adults if you want to come over and, you know, it's going to be over at Fair Trade on the 18th from 11 to 2. Stop by and then take your ornament with you and bring it up to the tree lighting. Brunswick Community Christmas tree lighting on Friday, November 24th at 6:30 will start. We'll have a hot chocolate bar courtesy of Celeste. The ice cream truck will be out there and they're turning it into a hot chocolate bar. So that'll be fun. Also, helping her with that is the Brunswick Hills Police Association. And we might have a couple other surprises. We'll let you know next week.
Still some things in the works.
Yeah, we still got some things in the works. So there'll be caroling and Santa and all that fun stuff. And then the lighting at 7:00. So absolutely. So make sure you guys show up and support everyone that's worked so hard on the Brunswick tree lighting on the 24th. Day after Thanksgiving. So Brad Hoffman, Hoffman Tree. Let's give a shout out. Brian Oosley from
Outstanding Scapes.
Outstanding Scapes. And also the Sparenga family. They're going to be helping decorate with some of Carrie's beautiful artwork, the Standing Grinch and some stuff like that. So there'll be lots of photo ops too with Saint some Mark's, of the things.
All the stuff they'll be doing.
Oh my gosh. We couldn't have done this at all without St. Mark. So their band is going to be playing and there's so much going on and we've got more coming. So make sure you listen in next week.
And that's all we have for this week. Take care, Brunswick.
Later.
Bye.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.